It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. Eric Hinton?
Close. He's probably not in the Hall of Fame, but he's close. I mean, he was an all-pro tackle for a long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's people say, well, I mean, when you look at what happened to the two teams, Denver did kind of fleece Indianapolis, but we gave them one player that was a...
No, listen, John Elway was never going to sign with Indianapolis.
No.
Or, sorry, Baltimore.
At the time, yeah.
And so they, you know, they made the best deal they could.
Have you seen
that? But he's not considered a first rounder for the Broncos. So.
Well, he should be. He was drafted in the first round.
Yeah, but not by the Broncos.
Eric Hinton?
No. I mean
John Elway. No, we didn't draft him.
So the top 10. So, you know, if you were listening to Eric Goodman and Shapiro this afternoon, they were talking about the best first rounders against the best, like, 5 through 7 draft. But I want to take it a different direction. And the way I want to look at it is the guys who were the best guys that were drafted by the Broncos who never played for them. I mean, guys like, you have Dick Butkus, obviously.
Yeah, that's a weird way to go. Because I can only think of a couple of players that...
Eric Hinton is all pro?
Well, yeah, but we basically mentioned all three
There's the all-time leading... There's the all-time leading interception... The all-leading interception leader of all time. He was drafted by the Broncos. Who's 1967? I want to say his name's like Couch. 1967. And it's not Eric, so relax. See.
So the all-time
interception.
Did he play for the Vikings or something like that?
Yeah, the all-time interceptions leader.
For the NFL.
Even today, I believe, was drafted by the Broncos. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, I don't go do research. Everyone else does the research, but I just listen to what everyone else says and I repeat it. I'm like acid indigestion. I just repeat things.
There was a Paul Krause.
That's him. Okay. Drafted by the Broncos.
Okay.
Drafted by the Broncos.
And he just didn't want to play for the AFL.
Red Miller was a tyrant.
In 1967? Not
really.
He was
not a tyrant.
Red Miller wasn't here in 67.
Should have been. He was only there. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Denver Bronco coach?
Shanahan. It's always going to be the Rat. Always going to be Shanahan. He brought us our first Super Bowl.
You call him the Rat?
Oh yeah, come on.
Yeah, he definitely has a very nice steakhouse.
He was by far my favorite. I mean, our defense coordinator who just left?
Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips was probably the most fun Broncos head coach.
Do you actually remember when he was here?
Yeah, they were a bad team.
It was embarrassing. No, 8-8. They were 500.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
But he was.
Ugh.
He was certainly fun.
Like, do you know what it was like? Do you know what it feels like when Wade Phillips was head coach of the Denver Broncos? It felt like as if Dinger was managing the Rockies. I mean, that is what Wade Phillips felt like. He was this guy. He had a hat that said head coach on it. One time he was in San Diego, and San Diego was running up the score on the Broncos, and they shot off their cannon and scared him.
Scared him. It made him jump. That was fantastic. He always seemed to have, and listen, I will always have a soft place in my heart for Wade Phillips because
he won us Super Bowl 50.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's had success as a defensive coordinator wherever he's gone. But he, as a head coach, always kind of looked lost. Like, he was on the sideline kind of like, who am I? What am I doing here? What's going on?
So he had Admiral Stockdale disease.
Yes. Yes, he did. So,
it's a trap.
It's
a trap.
I feel bad for him because he's just not a good head coach. But that's okay. Not everyone is made to be a head coach.
I am not made to be a head football coach.
Shanahan was born to be a head coach. Now, he loved the power. He was meticulous. He loved the organization, controlling every bit of that team. That's what he was. He lived for that. I think Wade Phillips was just kind of like, well, go throw the football. Go tackle somebody.
Well, shoot.
Run. Run.
Yeah, he just... He just didn't. I don't think he ever had the desire to be that controlling of all aspects of a team.
I think that everything about Wade Phillips can be surmised with his Twitter handle. Son of Bum. Like, Bum Phillips was the boss in that Phillips family. I'm just saying, Bum Phillips was the boss. When it came to who wore the hat and who wore the boots, Bum Phillips.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Wade Phillips might have been the favorite son, but when you're favorite son, you're saying the boss.
No. But he should have learned
from his father.
I'll let
you coach. He did, but do you know what he didn't learn?
How to be a head coach.
Well, he maybe learned how to coach because, you know, Bum Phillips wasn't all that in a bag of chips.
Listen, the only reason Bum Phillips doesn't have at least one Super Bowl ring is a team called the Pittsburgh Steelers, who might have been the best dynasty of all time. And, frankly, had they been given credit for that touchdown in the end zone, they might have beaten Pittsburgh and gone to a Super Bowl. And they easily would have won that Super
Bowl. Okay, you might have to describe that touchdown, because as much as I know about football, I'm not up to date on my Pittsburgh-Houston Oilers playoff.
1978, they're in Pittsburgh. Pastorini throws a touchdown to the corner, far back corner.
Pastorini.
At the time, the officials said he was out of bounds. The receiver was out of bounds. Now, in hindsight, looking at the replay, clearly he was in. That would have given Houston a touchdown lead with just a couple minutes left in the game. Not to say that Pittsburgh would not have come back and tied it up, because that was just a juggernaut of a team. But, Houston loses that game, and they never go back to another AFC Championship game. But for 3 years running, they were challenging.
How many people can you name on that team, the Houston Oilers, from that era?
Pastorini.
You can't name a number one? Are you sure?
There are names that I will recognize, but off the top of my head, no. The guy who caught the ball is a guy that you'd recognize.
Billy White Shoes Johnson?
No, he played for Dallas and Atlanta.
Who played running back for them? I can't recall. I think he played for Texas.
For Houston?
For the Houston Oilers. I think he played for Texas.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Herschel Walker. See, now I'm mad because I know his name.
Earl Campbell.
Yeah, he was great. But, yeah, that was Bum Phillips did a good job with that team and probably should have had a championship, but Pittsburgh stood in their way. And you feel bad for the guy. Mm. I feel bad for the guy.
Because especially walking around on, like, an artificial turf. With cowboy boots, has to hurt. Like, those soles, seriously, have to hurt.
You look at, so, you watch ESPN's 30 for 30?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I love them. Love those things. They have the ESPN 30 for 30 Elway to Marino.
Yep.
Which was really fascinating in terms of, you know, how that deal
Well, it's either
made.
I watch those or I watch Mountain Monsters. But, what you know, there haven't been new, there's some new Mountain Monsters, but I watch those. But normally I'll watch 30 for 30. Unless there's a new Mountain Monsters.
Your life is wasting away.
What are you talking about, man? Mountain Monsters.
Oh, I'm not wasting any more time talking about that TV show. Not doing it.
Mountain Monsters. Come on, man.
No, I'm not wasting any more time talking about
No freaking way.
That terrible, terrible TV show.
You've never seen it.
And I will never see it.
So how do you know it's terrible?
Because it's called Mountain Monsters. It's called Mountain Monsters. A bunch of hillbillies living in the mountains.
They don't live there. They just go visit.
I don't care about hillbillies. I really...
It's not about the hillbillies,
if
man.
If I cared about hillbillies, I'd move to West Virginia.
Listen, can I just tell you something? Hmm. If there was one group of people likely to find a Bigfoot, what type of people would it be?
Nobody. They don't exist.
Okay, if...
Oh, you're really... Billy Johnson did play with... I'm still talking...
Okay, Billy White Shoes Johnson played for Houston,
and
huh?
Mike Renfro played
okay.
for Houston.
Okay, so Billy White Shoes Johnson did play, therefore Sasquatches do exist.
That is bad logic.
If A, then B. Listen, mm-hmm. I took logic.
That's just dumb.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Gifford Nielsen was another quarterback. See, I'm gonna keep talking sports, even though it's going to absolutely drive you crazy.
What? Did Warren Moon play for the Hoyas?
No,
much later. He was playing much later.
In the 80s.
He actually was his last year for the Washington Huskies was, in fact, in 1978.
And then, yeah,
and he did not get drafted. He went down and he became a Hall of Fame quarterback in Canada. And then he came down, played a bunch of years for Houston before he moved to Seattle.
Just ridiculous, the reason why they would not. You look back and think, how do you pass on a guy that talented? But just because he was black, NFL coaches and owners were like, black guy can't play quarterback. And they passed up on an all-time talent. It's infuriating, really, for me. And it shouldn't be, because it was like, didn't happen to me. And it was 30, 40 years ago, but it's just, it's unbelievable how that happens.
The Broncos were the first ever team to play a black quarterback.
Did you know his name?
Yeah. Get out of here, Marlon Briscoe. We don't want you playing quarterback for us.
Well, they at least had him playing quarterback.
Yeah, because they literally had no one else.
He played more than a couple games.
No, he did. And listen, I disagree with it. I'm just telling you that there was, you know, the other folk in Denver, they didn't want some black guy to be the quarterback. I'm just saying.
Who? The fans?
No, the ownership.
Coaches, the ownership?
Yeah, Marlon Briscoe would have probably took him to a Super Bowl.
And I'm going to look him up right now.
Marlon Briscoe.
I got him.
Broncos quarterback.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.